you're looking for a cat, oh my goodness, please tell your friends and family, neighbors,
now's
whoever.
The time.
Now is the time to get a cat. We have cats.
It's always the time to get a cat.
No, true. But we had several weeks ago, we probably had a handful of cats.
And now you're broke out.
We have more cats than we probably know what to do with. We've got cats in ferret cages. We've got cats in wired dog crates on the floor. There's something.
It's a catastrophe.
It is.
Oh, very
pretty,
nice.
It just about is.
Yeah, cute.
And everywhere. We have a lot of them coming back from foster. And those coming back from foster, a lot of them are kittens. A lot of time we've always talked about kitten season, and while we're blaming on a global warming, that there's not the seasonal breeding like there was. So we're seeing more year-round kittens.
Sure.
And this year we probably have more than we ever have before.
Oh, would my. You call it a feel explosion?
Maybe.
She's going to keep going. I'm sorry.
Them, huh?
She's just going to keep
going.
Yeah.
And so we have
well,
a lot of cats.
Now, Kat, how many cats do you have?
Three.
Well, you can use, you know, don't you?
You can
need...
have one more before you are at your, you need an over four permit.
Okay. So be thinking about that.
Wait,
okay.
Where do you need an over four permit?
If you live within the city limits of Bryan or College Station.
See. Oh, I see.
So that's four you're... of anything. That could be two dogs, two cats. Yeah. If you add one more, you need an over four.
What if
permit.
It has babies?
You have a grace period of a very short period of time, and then you will need an over four permit as well.
So there, you're getting your school right there. Now you know.
Well.
Remember that.
Because
she's thinking of moving to the city.
There you
see,
go.
And then she's going to find out her world will change there. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, so.
So anyhow, we do have plenty of cats. We have lots of dogs to choose from as well. We kind of run the gamut of everywhere from a mini Aussie to some mixes. We still have Misty. Misty was adopted. If any of you have been following our Facebook page or our website, we've been, and a lot of our promotions have included two blue pits that we've actually had since August.
Okay.
And Misty was adopted, and we still have the daughter, Chloe. She's a beautiful blue pit, and well-mannered, ridiculously well-mannered. So if you're interested in those, you can come by. We do have a hamster.
Oh, okay.
And he's available for adoption
right,
as well.
There you go.
So if you're interested in any of them, come by and check us out. We will have our ribbon cutting next week on the 29th with the Chamber. Open house, ultimately, for everybody. Come out and visit. See what we're about. See where we're at. A lot of people haven't been out to our new facility, and you really need to. It's 17 and a half acres. We're out on Leonard Road near the Expo Complex. You can find more information at our website, AggielandHumane.org, or again on Facebook, Aggieland Humane Society. And again, we will be closed on Thursday and Friday with the travels. If you're watching somebody's pet, if it goes missing, please check the shelters.
Yeah.
We had someone in yesterday, very surprised. Why would I look at the shelter? Well, where else would stray animals?
Yeah. They might get picked up, and that's where
exactly.
They take them.
Exactly. So, yeah. And you know, get your animal microchip. $25. Just bring them in. No appointment necessary, and we can get your animal home to you because we know we have your animal.